Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, it's hard to believe that another week has blasted past us, but here we are on Friday, already the fifth day of March 2004. Time is short, my friends, and the globalists know that. That's why they're moving so quickly. Coming up in the second hour, we have Tex Mars coming on the show. And I've known Tex Mars for a long time. I've seen his, what you could call, evolution of thinking. He was an Air Force officer, professor of space and aeronautics, wrote military handbooks and textbooks and books, best-selling books on robots, you know, back in the 80s. Then he found out about the New World Order and the occultism and has really studied what's at the heart of it, the Satanism. And even if you don't believe in Satanism, the globalists do. This is what they're into, and they control the Catholics, the Protestants, the Jews. I mean, every major group and organization is controlled by this global satanic cult. And the Muslims are controlled by it. I mean, he's got the evidence. I mean, all the big institutions are controlled by this. We'll talk about Skull and Bones and George W. Bush and Kerry with Tex. In fact, a decade ago, Tex was the only other author to write a detailed book about Skull and Bones. Now, it was just him and Anthony Sutton. Now there are, I don't know, I've probably seen 15 different books on Skull and Bones out there. So he's a pioneer when it comes to that as well. So Tex Mars joining us in the second hour of this global transmission. Big show lined up. I got upset a lot this week on air, and I hate to sound like a hypochondriac. I'm somebody who doesn't get sick a lot, but I had the flu a few weeks ago, and I've had allergies. Moving to Austin, I got these allergies. Is it the chemtrails? Probably is. Who knows? So I've been a little bit out of control on air, but I want to try to be calm in this first hour and go over the news of today and then some of the news we didn't focus on enough during the week. And we'll take calls as well at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Here's some of the news that's coming up. Explosions rock Baghdad as Council prepares to sign Constitution. Wonder who's behind that. U.S. sees cause for concern over gas prices. Oh, the government sees concern. You're paying on average over $2, and in some areas of California, $3, $3+. And they're just training you to accept the higher price. It always goes up and then never goes back down the level before. It's just publicly training you to accept higher prices, and they've got the phony disinfo people out there telling you there's no oil left, peak oil, so you'll accept all this. Fox is coming out to the ranch here in Central Texas over the weekend. And Bush said, you know what, we're not going to thumb scan or take a digital photo of the people coming across the southern border. Because, you know, that's wrong, that's racist. Of course, if you're an American citizen, doesn't matter if you're black or white or pink, or maybe you're seasick and you're green, it doesn't matter what color you are. If you're a citizen, you're thumb scanned, you're face scanned in 42 of the 50 states, federal mandate, the other eight now putting them in, the grocery stores putting them in, the schools putting them in, the libraries putting them in, the school buses putting them in. And I've told you, I've seen it. At the bank, an illegal alien from Mexico has to give no idea, nothing, they get a bank account. They had a special law, Lamar Smith got put in, he said it was for immigration, it was never about that, to get the thumb scanners, where the illegals didn't have to show any ID to get a driver's license. We've already had that in Texas for a long time. You hear about it in Utah or California, it's a big deal. They just give illegals them here. In Texas, there's no discussion of it. So if you want to be a citizen, renounce your citizenship, go to Mexico, then you've got more rights. Hello. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug. You're so
fake. They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes and 12 seconds into this Friday transmission. Again, it is March 5th, 04. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I'm so proud of these websites, all the independent contributors we have that write articles for us, like Chuck Baldwin and there's Paul Watson's brother. He's written a book about going to college in England. How every other textbook chapter is about the New World Order and says New World Order. Then he went and pulled a book in the library about the New World Order and said that dangerous right-wingers believe in this fantasy thing, and they're very dangerous, of course. That's a good article he's written. It's at PrisonPlanet.com. You should go read it. And all the news we're going to cover is posted on the two sites for you. I know for those that don't have computers, it must be frustrating, but you can always go to the library and check this stuff out. By the way, I kind of went into convulsions on the air yesterday of anger because I, you know, mentioned something and then I hear myself how crazy it sounds, and then I build up to a point of saying it is crazy, it is insane, but it's the globalists that are nuts. And, you know, it's so weird how the yuppies out there are, you know, say this stuff doesn't exist until the media says it's good, and then suddenly, okay, it's good, and they think it's wonderful. And that was how the official Army website, official Army plan, says that their job by 2024, actually was the date they gave, would be to put brain chips in all of us to control us and make us happy. And then there was the Hive Mind article 400-page DARPA document about how we're going to be all connected together, and they might even need to put us in these tanks like the Matrix. It's going to be wonderful. I mean, that sounds insane. It is insane. But I'm not insane for covering it. Here's the Register, major mainstream newspaper in England. Google founder dreams of Google implant in your brain. Now, see, that's today. I see this stuff every couple weeks. You know, the head of Oracle says he wants to put chips in our brains. The head of some microsystem says he wants to put a chip in his child. Chips are wonderful. Everyone needs them. Sean Hannity, why, he's buying stock in it. He thinks it's great. Every child needs a chip. I mean, I've got him on video saying that. Very Christian, very conservative. And I'm the liberal because I'm against it. So Google founder dreams of Google implant in your brain. And he says, you know, to access the Internet, we're going to need our own brain chips. The Army in 2000 even said, you know, a lot of people aren't going to accept brain chips right now implanted by the military. You know, their main job, you drop by a clinic and they, it's all right, Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Brown, whatever. Everything's going to be all right. Just lay it. It's like body snatchers. It's going to, you know. They're easing us into it with the Prozac and other drugs, getting us ready, and they're going to pass the law that we all have to take the vaccines, and they've got new vaccines that cure us of anger, cure us of cigarettes. They change our brain chemistry, so they're normalizing, making us take shots that change our brain chemistry. So they're getting us ready for the implantation. I mean, I'm not the one coming up with all this. Here, just lay down. We'll give you a sedative. Surgery only takes a few minutes. You're going to have such a new mind after this. I mean, they say in there that, well, you know, people didn't like pacemakers at first. And with our media power, people will be convinced to accept it. The younger generations and widespread use of the brain chip will be popular in the next decade. And by 2024, everyone will have it. I mean, it's off the charts here. Again, you would be completely normal to run down the street screaming right now, screaming this. Opening your window, screaming it, flopping around on the ground, freaking out. I mean, that's the normal response to the equivalent of flying saucers landing and green men walking off and saying, we, you know, take over the Capitol. And no, please don't quote me in the Washington Post as saying, I believe green aliens are going to land. It's the equivalent to have the military going, well, the main job will be putting the chip in your brain, and it's going to be so good, and everyone's going to accept it thanks to our media control, and there are some backwards people who don't like it. I mean, you could lift your window open and just start screaming right now, and that would be a normal response. Because it's insane. It's the equivalent of opening your door, and there's a werewolf sitting in your easy chair. You know, it's that insane, it's that crazy, it's that nuts, and it's right out in the open. I remember the good old days, 6-7 years ago, just talking about how they were about to come out and say every child needs a chip under their skin, and having the guest on who designed it in the 60s, and you know, showing one of the chips on TV, and oh, I was so crazy, and it'll never happen, and now it's commonplace. So this week, I see one of these every week. You know, Paul Watson, we ought to create a section on Prison Planet. I know we have a section on implantable chips, but how about just brain chips? Because people don't seem to want to believe this. This is the Register. Google founder dreams of Google implant in your brain. Body modification is all the rage these days. See, I had the Washington Post writer on 4 years ago, their technology writer, WashTech, and he said, yeah, it's true, Mr. Jones. There is a move by industry to push body piercing and modification to prepare us for the implantable chips. That was in his article. It's an industry sits around and decides how to condition your children to take chips in their bodies. And so here's the Register again giving you the same spiel. It's a script, folks. So it doesn't matter what year we're in. It's the same script. Body modification is all the rage these days, as any parent with teenage children knows. Oh, see, I want the chip. I want it now, Mommy. You can't tell me no. You're just backward. Why, Janet Jackson's got one. I told you years, that's going to be the push, see? Well, the biggest rock star's got an I-12ZX9er brain chip. It's the newest, and I wouldn't got implanted because I wanted to. I'm 13 now, and I got it. And now I can access any info I want or
access, you know, the centers of my brain and calm myself, and I can interface with police officers. They know I'm good, and I'm reporting you. I'm reporting you.
Folks, I'm not joking around, okay? You're going to see all this happen. Do you understand? Unless we stand up and say no and start screaming out our windows and running down the streets waving our arms. And I mean that as a figure of speech. We've got to behave as if this is a major crisis, because it is. It's the equivalent of opening your cupboard door and there's a 7-foot green alien standing there. It is the equivalent on the insanity scale. You understand? But it's real. The concentration camps are real. The foreign troops are real. The setup is real, and I have foreseen the whole thing because I understand history and human systems and the PR propaganda system. Again, body modification is all the rage these days, as many a parent with teenage children knows. Pack them off to school, disco, whatever that means. And the next thing you know, they've come back with a fabric of piercings and tattoos that only a supercomputer can decipher. Our very own Kevin Warwick, a Captain Cyborg to regular readers, was just a meddling tutor at the Midlands Polytechnic before he sought a whiff of the particular Zetich, whatever that means. So see, now he's a big star. Oh, he was nobody, but he was just a little tutor for the college, but he started putting chips in his body, and now he's a star. And you watch these ads about the families getting the chips. Oh, they're so cool. They're geniuses. The child's a genius. He got a chip. He said everybody wants one. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh. And this is how they do it. For the past few years, Warwick has staged a succession of publicity stunts in which he augments his human self with bits of machinery. His adolescent stunts have been pretty lame so far, but he has been successful in gathering an appreciative following in the international press. And it goes on, the issue of augmentation or fusion with the technology is a mustabulary fantasy that we encounter often, especially out here in California. The extroverted, ventured extropans, again, I'm proving how ignorant I'm, most of these words, I don't even know what these words are, I'm pretty big of vocabulary, are just one of the many cults that dream of transcending mortality and evading the messy social responsibilities to your brother or sister by launching themselves into cybernetically assured future to which only they have the keys. Again, this is why the elite wants all this. This is how they're going to sell it to us. Enter Larry Page, who by cruel popular caricature is a friendly, goofy half of the partnership that creates Google. In the manner of a Bond villain, the brilliant, cold, and secretive Russian Sergey calls the shots while the American nitwit Larry loafs around on colored cushions between Segway rides and gets the chill with Joey Leto, Lucky Larry. And it goes on with this trendy babble. This is what all the trendies are reading. And it says, and it goes on with his quote here where he, I'm not going to put you through much more of this. We'll come back and I'll read the actual quotes where we're all going to have our brain chips. And again, yes, Larry, that's pretty exciting, where he talks about he wants us to have a brain chip. So we'll come back and talk about that. Then we'll get to the other serious news. Explosions rock Baghdad as council prepares to sign constitution, which will now be a police state constitution because everything's getting blown up, just like we got the anthrax attacks and Patriot Act 1 passed, and that led back to the CIA. Most of the evidence now shows, this is even on NBC News, I couldn't believe it, that the CIA is protecting the bombers and won't let them be arrested because they work for them. Also, USC's cause for concern over gas prices. Oh, the government sees concern when they're the ones behind it. Fox coming to Texas with Lord Bush, and they're going to go ahead and get rid of the border. They've already basically done it, but don't worry. Fox is going to get what he wants. And Bush says, hey, no more thumbprinting, face scanning for people coming across the border. But citizens, again, have to do it. To get a driver's license in Texas or California or these border states, in fact, 42 of the 50, you got a thumb scan, face scan. It's a national ID card, already federally controlled. But if you're an illegal alien, you have more rights than citizens, get more welfare, get a get-out-of-jail-free card, literally. So my name is Jorge Gonzalez. I want the citizenship. I don't want a thumb scan. So my name's Jorge, or how about Max Riker or something?
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Out of San Francisco, and they're talking to Larry Page, the co-owner and founder of Google, which is frankly probably the hottest technology company out there right now. I mean, it's tiny compared to the big devil IBM, but it's the hottest thing out there, and you know, it's got its Russian and its American owner. But Larry, the owner, went on and told CNET News and the New York Times that he wants a brain chip. And it says, yes, Larry, that's pretty exciting, but first things first, John Markoff, the New York Times, recently unearthed the gem that Google is planning to create, a phone that directs the user to Google's incomparable archive of weblog, trackbacks, and Payola bracelets. And it goes on to talk about that he is so serious about the implantable chip that will transmit data from Google directly to your brain that he will willingly submit to such a complicated medical operation to make it work. Alas, it still requires a messy medical science to implant a Google chip in your brain. Can you imagine a car manufacturer touting such a pitch? Which is the history of commerce. Has the promise been so distant from the reality? Car buyers wouldn't stand for this. Just take our Ford implant, sir, and anything and everything will work out. And neither we suggest should you. And it goes on where he says he thinks the future is an implantable brain chip that then you use your cell phone as an uplink, and it wirelessly transmits the data directly to your brain. It says, on the more exciting front, can you imagine your brain being augmented by Google? For example, you think about something and your cell phone could whisper the answer in your ear. He burbled. I mean, yes, it's insane, but the people running things, the head of Oracle, the head of Sun Microsystems, the head of IBM, the head of Google, I mean, every time I turn around, they're on some TV show, and this is a TV I catch. They had the head of Sun Microsystems, back in 2000. It was the day, you know, that everything shifted over. It was the new millennium, as they said, when the real new millennium was 2001. But again, that's pointless to even get into that. And he was on Louis Rukeyser's Wall Street Week in Review. That's where Rukeyser got canned. And PBS, and he asked the chairman of Sun Microsystems, what do you look forward to most?
I look forward to putting a chip in my son Maverick's neck. We're all going to have chips, and who's going to be tracking us?
And Rukeyser, in the same Atlantic accent,
intriguing. Tell me more about those chips.
I mean, I should have been taping that. I was just with my mouth hanging open.
Well, you see, we're all going to have them soon. Seems a little bizarre now, but we get it used to technology. Very interesting.
The two both had the same. What made it so scary? I was going, I mean, literally, they were both talking like that. And, what's wrong with this picture, people? And it's all about control. I got an article here where San Francisco is going to put RFIDs in the library books so to track you in and out of the library. And just stacks of this type of stuff. Explosions rock Baghdad as council prepares to sign constitution. 6 or 7 blasts have hit Baghdad's main airport just hours before Iraq's leaders were due to sign an interim constitution. A United States spokesman said there were no reports of casualties. I can confirm that there were 6 to 7 impacts on the northern part of Baghdad International Airport between 10 a.m. and 10:15 a.m. The spokesman said he was unable to say what explosive devices had caused the blast at the airport where the U.S. Army is based, and said an investigation was underway. There were no reports of damage or injuries. Thank goodness. Now, the bombings of earlier this week, Monday, that killed 150-plus people. No one's sure how many died. One of the first things Paul Bremer did, the military governor of the plantation or holding, our imperial holding, made it illegal to report cancer deaths, car accident deaths, shooting deaths, no death statistics. Because we had that 1.5 million number from 13 years of sanctions. That's not going to end, so we can't let those numbers out now. By the way, some of the Iran-Contra people who were held hostage, and these are not unpatriotic folks, are saying that Gitmo is the same thing, Guantanamo Bay is a shame, and we're evil, and torture's bad. Well, maybe they need to go in Gitmo then, you know. There's discussions of putting Paul O'Neill in there. He talked about how they plan to go in Iraq day one in the White House. That doesn't fit the script. All right, I'll come back and blitz through more news and take your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Record cold spells gripping the nation this winter, so much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in, and a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
If you want to comment on the founder and owner of Google saying he thinks the future will be implantable chips in your brain, which the government agrees with him on, you can give us a call at 1-800-259-9231 on this Friday edition. 1-800-259-9231. Or if you'd like to comment on Vicente Fox coming to Texas with Lord Bush for a little love fest. And Fox says he doesn't care what we say. He wants an open border. You ought to see the stuff he says in Mexican papers. This is out of the Washington Times. Fox to press for relaxed immigration. When does he not do that? Because he's a tool of the bankers who want to get rid of our border. Again, it isn't Mexico that wants this alone. It's the establishment. Mexican President Vicente Fox has no intention of easing his demands for relaxed immigration rules. Relax, we don't even have a border. When he meets today with President Bush, the new rules legalizes them completely, but acknowledges that political realities may put off any changes until next year. Ah, after the re-election, you can really sell us down the river. We know it is going to take a long time before we reach an integrated agreement. Integrated, get the key word, Mr. Fox said in an interview with the Associated Press. It's Pan-American Union. Nonetheless, he said his top priority during talks today and tomorrow at the President's Ranch in Crawford, Texas, will be to press for the eventual relaxation of rules on immigration from Mexico. So we got Fox, the Coca-Cola executive, the globalist, the destroyer of Mexico, the enslaver, The Mexicans I talk to just hate this guy. Good. They know he's bad. And meeting with Lord Bush, two equally greasy individuals. And don't worry, as an olive branch to Fox, they're not going to track the illegals. All the corporations just hate it, getting the employees for $2 an hour, and the big city welfare systems just hate having all these new people on the rolls. And you know, the establishment wanted this, but they sold you. See, the biometrics at the border are going to be for all the illegals to keep you safe, and biometrics are good. Well, why did we have it for citizens then in Texas in 1993? And now almost all the states have it, federally funded and controlled. See, people never think about stuff integrated thoughts. We're already doing this to citizens for 10 years now. Wow, in Texas. And it's, most states have had it for the last five. Again, there's just a few that don't have it now, what, eight, and then those are all, again, putting an end. And they're going in the grocery stores everywhere else. And see, the illegal aliens, they just come right across and live here and go back and forth. And I've sat there and watched illegals at the bank. And when I have bank business and I'm sitting there in the chair for 45 minutes, the illegal, they'll have their own person there at the bank who talks to them and everything. And I'll sit there and watch, 10 feet away. And they just tell them their name. They write the name down. They give them a bank account. Thank you very much. And no, nothing. You just walk in. My name's Billy Bob. Well, that wouldn't work. It's got to be a Spanish surname. Maybe Russian. Well, I guess if you're Russian, too, they don't. It just seems like I know a lady who manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin for the biggest property management company in the country, and they went to their big Dallas meeting last year, and they told them, they said, listen, the people aren't supposed to know this, but we've been federalized. And she goes, what? Yeah, a third of our rental space, because we're not going to pay any taxes now. Again, this is the public-private partnership, the big scam. If a third of our rental properties are government housing, and they said, we don't care if there's 10 illegals, 10 foreigners in an apartment, two-bedroom, you don't bug them, you don't bother them. But citizens, crack down on them. I mean, if they've got anybody extra, a relative staying with them, whatever, fine them, kick them out, whatever. You see, it's about squeezing you, getting rid of the middle class, regardless of what color you are. And here's more proof. Well, the biggest proof we've got is 7 to 10 years on the two different plans they can do. No income taxes for foreigners to start businesses. Well, no one can compete. So the foreigners own all the motels. I mean, 98%, literally, at least around here, and I've been around the country, almost all the gas station. Why is that? Because you, if you're an American, if you're black or white or Hispanic or whatever, you can't compete against somebody who doesn't pay taxes. That's a 35 to 40% reduction right there. They got the cheaper gas. They got the cheaper Twinkies and Coke and cigarettes. They can undercut you. Again, it's designed by the establishment to destroy this country. And the World Bank said in their own documents released 2 years ago, Joseph Stiglitz quit, the chief economist there, and these documents came out, that it's about driving us into submission, destroying middle classes, a huge third world slave grid. I don't want to rant all day. We'll go to your calls just here in a few minutes. Again, do you want to comment on this? Does it make you angry? You've got a thumb scan and face scan, but not the illegals. And Lamar Smith, when he sold us this back in 93, the conservative congressman from San Antonio, this is to stop the illegals and all the well-meaning conservatives. Well, by all means, put the thumb scanners in. Boy. And I remember seeing years later the Statesman article that immigrants get a waiver from showing their birth certificate and ID. You just walk in if you're an illegal at the DPS and say, ID. My name's, Francisco, whatever, and boom, you're in. Starting to get this, folks? So, Bush eyes easing entry from Mexico. The Bush administration plans to pull the plug on new border security program requiring millions of visa-carrying Mexican nationals to be fingerprinted and photographed before being allowed to enter the United States, according to congressional and Bush administration sources. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson, according to an advanced copy of the testimony, he said was scheduled to deliver yesterday before the House Government Reform Committee had planned to tell the panel to move to scrap the border checks for some Mexican nationals visiting the United States, but never mentioned the subject. Instead, they announced on the news they're going to scrap everything. And on the news, it was, well, this is because they didn't make the Canadians do it either. So now nobody has to. Well, yeah, all the precious Russians and precious Chinese and precious mafia triads have to come in through precious Canada. All the precious people from Syria and all the precious people from Iran and all the precious people from Somalia that our government imports to take the jobs. The government really did you a favor today in Minnesota. We've imported another 100,000 Somalis who can work for a dollar an hour. Yay! You know, in parts of Austin that were nice 5-10 years ago, there's chickens running around the street, open meat hanging up, sewers running down the street. But again, the point is these people, and I'm not knocking folks from Mexico or Poland. There was an article out of Alabama a few months ago, big mainstream article, and it talked about, I think it said, 7 Poles living in a one-room apartment. I think the number was higher. I'm going from memory here. I read the article on air. And almost the whole apartment complex is Poles. And Ford even owns the apartment complex. And then a van pulls up, and they all pile in, and they get paid half of what Americans were paid. Now they've laid off almost all the Americans. I mean, they imported the Poles. They formerly worked in Soviet tank factories. I mean, you know, so it's wonderful. And so they just bring the work labor force here, and then they all live in that in squalor. And I'm not knocking them; it's better than their former Soviet countries. And that's what we're supposed to compete against. I mean, are you starting to get this? Are you starting to understand what this means? That's my point. Is they'll put 10 or more people from third world countries in a little apartment. And they've got their side of meat hanging out in the front porch and some pigs and chickens in the backyard. Nobody enforces the zoning. There's chickens running around the street. And I mean in areas that were middle class just 5 years ago. I mean, you're driving by nice houses and there's chickens running around in the street and masses of children and flies billowing. Folks, I'm not kidding. So, and my point is, I don't want to live like that. I know it's an upgrade from the cardboard boxes of Mexico City that half the population lives in. By the way, that's documented. And the black rivers of sewage and water coming out of a spigot 1 hour a day and a third of the babies being born with no brains and holes in their hearts. I'm sorry, I just don't want to live like that. I mean, you're starting to... Folks, I'm not joking around here. The elite don't want a middle class. Because you're self-sufficient and under their control. But once you're living in a compact city apartment, you're going to put up with the black ski mask, you're going to put up with the cameras, you're going to put up with all of it. That's why they don't care if nobody rides the buses in most of these cities. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. In Austin, you can sit there during rush hour and watch the buses, and you're lucky if there's 5 people on each bus. There's just buses everywhere. They don't care, because soon you're not going to be able to afford having a car. Soon they're going to blow everything out. It's going to be those buses. It's sad seeing America be destroyed. I guess on the upside, when we're like Calcutta, India, in a decade from now in most cities, it's like a scene from Blade Runner, you know, just masses of milling people. All the people won't keep coming here. Of course, I'm going to move there. It'll be better there. USC's cause for concern over gas prices. Oh, the government's so sad for you. And they say now, yesterday, they're real sad, but the prices may keep going up for 2 years. They may stay at this level or even worse, go up. And then a CIA psychological warfare guy wrote that, of course. It's going to stay like this for 2 years or maybe keep going up for 2 years. So, oh, see, that sets your paradigm of, well, I hope it just stays like this. So you now accept it at $2 a gallon. See how they work? Very, very sophisticated. And by the way, if you're listening in Austin and go, well, I'm only paying $1.65 for 87 octane. Yes, but in the average in the country is now $2. And then I saw an article in LA, it's like $2.30. And in areas of San Francisco, it's like over $3. And just last week, it was like $2.75. I mean, okay, let's go to calls, and then I'll get back into all this. I'm sorry for not getting to him. I'm being bad. Well, let's go to him quickly. Who's up first in Canada? Reg, go ahead.
Hi, Al.
Yes.
Listen, I'll tell you, I've been listening to you guys for about a year and a half, right?
Yes.
And I think it's time for us just to make a date. You know, like you are on the radio, you have a lot of listeners, everyone's waking up, right? And
yes.
I know my friends are waking up, and we're sick and sleeping tired of this bullshit.
So we're going to let you go. This broadcast is not a place to act like an idiot, and you're banned from the show. Who's up next after that? Dan in Minnesota, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. One interesting thing is I did look in the Humanist magazine, and they had kind of knocked that thing you were talking about with the Northwoods document. They said it was a simulation from the Kennedy administration.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. Not a simulation, it's a battle plan. They carried that plan out.
They carried it out?
What magazine said this?
The Humanist. I looked up after you had mentioned it. I just happened to be at the library and looked in the Humanist magazine. And inside of it, they said this guy heard about these so-called conspiracy theories and looked into it and said it was a simulation under the Kennedy administration.
So the Humanist, oh, good people.
Well, I'm sure the magazine is got some problems, but I'm just
saying. No, the government cares about us and loves us.
Magazine said that was a simulation, is what I'm saying.
I wouldn't listen to the Humanist or Alex Jones. I'd go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, and I would go in, and I would, if I was you, I would simply look there. In the document itself,
you have the
document? And read it, because it's not a simulation.
I see. I also looked inside.
But I mean, you know what? I'm glad you raised this, because, there's all these rationales and all these lies, and nowhere in that document does it say simulation. It's a memorandum or plan of action for Cuba situation from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman L.L. Emitzer, to the Secretary of Defense and to Robert F. Kennedy.
I looked into Scientific American. They also said that those RFID things are going to be scrapped. They said in Scientific American, in yet another issue, they said that the RFIDs were not going to be used in that way you were talking about.
Okay. Well, I guess everything's okay then.
No, I'm just saying that I looked in there. I mean, I know something was coming down, but I'm just saying as far as you were talking this RFID, and I looked in Scientific American.
The RFID is already in almost everything.
What is it in?
It's going in library books, it's going in shoes, it's in a lot of the shirts, it's in Gillette razor packages, it's all over everything.
You said Walmart was doing this.
Walmart, well, I didn't say it. I have the posted Walmart minutes where they have said they're going to force all their manufacturers to put chips in everything now.
Well, how come I looked in Scientific American and they said they weren't going to be doing that long-range RFID tracking?
You know, I'm a little confused. You keep repeating the same thing to me.
It's not the same thing. See, Scientific American, I looked in there. It said RFID will not be trackable after it leaves the factory, they said. I looked in there. I saw that I could bring it back up and call you.
Well, no. I'm giving you an answer, sir. I'm telling you what Walmart says in press releases.
Okay, so what I should do is mail this to you where he says that after that item leaves the house where it was manufactured and sold, it will not be tracked.
And the Social Security number will never be used as a personal identification.
But I'm talking right now about RFID from Walmart. They said that they will not be tracked
Sir, I'm just trying to talk about your tone, because you just keep repeating the same thing over and over again like it's your proof that I'm lying or something.
I know something's coming down. I'm just saying in regards to Walmart. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you again. Walmart met last year with Ridge and said this is for tracking us and it's going to be in everything. And in the industry documents that are public, it shows it tracked from the factory to the store. Let me finish talking. You asked a question. From the factory to the store, to your house, to the landfill.
Do they track with like a reader? Do they come in your neighborhood with a reader and then point that gun at you? I mean, what distance can that thing transmit?
Well, there's different RFIDs. There's hundreds of different ones. Some work at 200 yards, some from 2 feet.
You had said that there's a rubber gas bag going up that's going to be on the edge of the ionosphere, and you had said that this gas bag will have like an X-ray device to see through 4 feet of concrete.
Yeah, I didn't say gas bag. I said a dirigible or blimp.
Was it? Is it
and
helium?
That was the same magazine you just mentioned.
Is it helium? This gas bag, this rubber blimp.
You don't believe that either? I don't.
This rubber blimp, is it going to be able to see through 4 feet of concrete?
Yes, that's what the ground penetrating radar does.
Now, can they find you by actually flying airplanes over your house and then sending information to that bag?
Well, yeah, that's what it does. It's going to coordinate drones and other things.
Is DARPA drones going to be kind of working with this thing hand in glove, too?
That's what the official Washington Post and...
Now, do you have any kind of information on whether the bag has been constructed or what?
I just covered what the Pentagon said. They're going to launch these things 30 times the size of the...
30 times the size of the Goodyear...
30 times the size of the Goodyear blimp.
And you said it's going to be hovered on the outside of space.
I didn't know there was an outside of space.
Yeah, ionosphere.
I thought the universe went on and on, but on the edge of our atmosphere.
Yeah, the edge of the gas bag.
It's a low Earth orbit.
Yeah, and this thing can see through 100 feet of solid rock, you said.
No, I never said that. I said 4 feet of concrete. That's what they say. That's the declassified number.
Well, they turn it up. They
you know, like they say an Abrams tank goes 45 miles an hour, but I'm told it goes 60. You know, they say an aircraft carrier goes how many knots, but really goes faster. Have a good one, buddy.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Yeah, we got Tex Mars coming up to talk about the Order of Skull and Bones and the occult, and to cover a lot of the other news items with us. I know we got Cecilia and Eric and Roger and Frank and many, many others that are patiently holding. Now, that last caller, Dan in Minnesota, I wish he'd call back in the third hour when we have more time. It was just bizarre. It was real accusatory. Well, what about this gas bag in space? What about this? What about that? Well, I'm going to understand that they're not going to do that. Well, and he just kept repeating, and I could tell he was like, I don't know. I didn't really get the whole, what I cover here on the show is right out of the news. It's like somebody calls me up in a month and goes, I can't find that where the owner of Google says he wants to put, you know, chips in our brains to get Google service, or, you know, I get that all the time. And I mean, I don't care if somebody in the Humanist magazine comes out and says Northwoods was a simulation. I mean, they now admit that, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin never happened, but they told us it did to get into the war. We know they attacked the USS Liberty to try to blame it on Egypt. We know, you know, countless examples of this all over the world. And the Northwoods plan, we've always said, yes, Kennedy, in my video, it's about in 1962, he went, that was a simulation back with Kennedy. It's like going, and the sun came up this morning. What do you say about that? But it wasn't a simulation. It doesn't say simulation. So I told him, go to the website, read the declassified document, read the ABC News report, read the Baltimore Sun report. You know, headline, U.S. government had plans to terrorize U.S. cities, to bomb D.C., to hijack jets by remote control. That's what it says. And it's not a simulation. It is a proposal. But that's always the spin when they find some horrible government plan. Oh, here's an official funding to create the AIDS virus, 1970. Oh, that was just a simulation. Well, didn't say that. Well, you prove it wasn't. So I guess everything's fine. Let's just go back to sleep, and the RFID isn't a problem, and we haven't caught them already tracking it with us. By the way, you want to know, in fact, I mentioned to him that they're doing that in California, getting ready to, and I mentioned, you know, they're about to do it with the library books, and he said, I'm talking about Scientific Magazine. Well, I was giving an example of where they're tracking us with them. Well, I'm talking about the magazine. I was like, okay, how do I help you then? I'm trying to dig that article out here. This is out of the Associated Press. San Francisco library officials grilled on plan to put trackers in books. San Francisco library officials, by the way, it'll keep a record of what you're looking at, of course, hosted a public forum Thursday night to take up the thorny issue of radio frequency identification tags, small paper-thin devices that the city's library system wants to put in books to improve inventory control. Critics of the idea say that there are serious privacy concerns about exactly what information would be contained on the tags and how secure the devices would be. They fear third parties, board hackers, or the federal government might find a way to surreptitiously find out who's been reading what. They already do that, folks. The government already goes to Borders Books and the library and demands the records. That's put in the news. Privacy is really the handmaiden of the First Amendment, said Anna Brick, a staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union. Of course, they always play the part of the good cop. And it says several large city libraries throughout the United States and world use RFIDs for inventory control, and retailers are increasingly adopting the technology to streamline their operations. And it goes on and on. And so that's what's happening there. We've got a break and start the second hour with Tex Mars. And well, Tex is coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll come back and take some calls. If you want to support this show and get videos that will wake people up big time, you need to get my new film, Matrix of Evil, or one of my other great videos, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. We got books on tape, pro-gun T-shirts, a lot of key stuff, at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can just call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.